7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and it is a beauty. I don't know where you live. It is absolutely incredible here. Blue sky, a couple of puffy clouds. It's warming up, and it's going to be hot. So get out and get the sprinkler going right now. Just, you know, put the sprinkler on, let it go for about a half an hour, make yourself a cup of coffee, join us, and we'll help you to have a better garden. And remember, this is the time of the year that our gardens are most productive for the next 6 weeks. They love the heat. They love the heat at night. So get some food on those plants. Now, give you some help today. I've called a good friend to join us, Ashton Ritchie from the Scotts Company, and he's going to give you some tips of things we should be doing at this time of the year. Ashton, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How's everything with Ashton today?
Everything is good. Everything is good. The garden is growing. You have to pick every day, and, you know, you start picking the veggies. Maybe you start picking some green beans, and then you start picking some cucumbers and so forth. And by the time you get around to you think you've done picking, you almost have to start all over again on those cucumbers and green beans because they're already growing big enough to be picked again.
But that's what's so nice about the next couple of months.
Isn't it
the
great?
Fresh vegetables are just incredible.
So, you know, I remember growing up as a kid when the vegetable garden was coming in, you would sit there and you'd, you know, eat 8 or 10 ears of corn, or you would slice about 5 tomatoes and you'd eat all of them, and you'd think to yourself, I just want to take advantage of this while it's here.
Exactly, because the flavor now is nothing compared to what it is in the winter. In the winter,
yes,
it's okay.
Yes.
But right now, the freshness and the flavor is incredible.
And you said it right. You said give them a little food. If you come back and do a little feeding around a lot of these longer-term vegetable plants that keep on producing right on up until we get cold weather, they'll keep rewarding you with more harvest. And if you keep them picked and you don't let them get real mature on the vine or on the plant, then the plant will keep producing as long as you're feeding it and watering it and keeping it picked.
Now, how often would you use a Miracle-Gro on your flowers and vegetable gardens during the next couple of months, Ashton?
That's a great question. It really depends on which Miracle-Gro you've decided to go with. If you're using the tried and true Miracle-Gro all-purpose plant food, the one that you dissolve in water, or either use with the Miracle-Gro feeder on the end of your hose, that one you feed about every couple of weeks, because that's all immediately available nutrition to the plant. So you're feeding it right now through the leaves and through the roots. If you decided to go with one of the time-release or slow-release Miracle-Gros, like there's two of them. There's your Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed, which feeds for about 3 months, and then there's the Miracle-Gro Organic Choice granules that you feed around the base of the plant. You don't mix with water, and that feeds for a couple of months. So either one of those are more of a time-release feeding that's taken out by the plant a little bit each day. So shorter crops that you do the whole thing within several weeks, like radishes and some of the real quick crops, you only feed them once. But the longer-term crops like your tomatoes and your peppers and your cucumbers and your squash and beans and all of that sort of thing that you can just pick and pick and pick, lettuce and spinach, I always like to come back and give them a few more feedings during the summer.
Yeah, and you have to say to yourself, you've planted during April and May. You probably haven't fed since then. And if you did use the shake and feed or Osmocote, it's probably time to do it again, because right now plants are going to grow quick. And if you can give them that little extra food, it's going to pay off, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, another thing to think about right now is your fall veggies. While they still have the seeds in the store, it's a good time to maybe go in and pick up some packets of a fresh seed of lettuce and spinach and maybe another round of green beans. There's a number of veggies that you can plant going into the fall. And even after you've had a frost, you can still be picking leaves of spinach and lettuce. They can handle that, but you know, you want to plant those in say August, mid-August to the end of August, and then you'll have a harvest right on up until Thanksgiving.
You must have been thinking the same way as I am, because a week ago I went to my local garden center and I picked up spinach, lettuce, peas for a fall crop of peas, green beans, Swiss chard, and I'm going to, as you said, about the middle to the end of August, depending on the length of the period for the plant, I'm gonna regrow.
Yes, and it's nothing more rewarding than to go out there on a nice chilly October day and be harvesting these big beautiful leaves off of your spinach plant. And you don't have to pull the whole plant out. You can actually just clip the leaves, and then that plant will sit there during the winter. You can get down to 0 degrees, and then next spring you'll get some more growth off of it. So it's just gardening is pretty cool when you can stretch your season like that.
Yeah.
So you know, it's all about feeding it, and as you said, started up at the beginning of the talk conversation, watering, so that you're putting down about an inch of water a week, either from rainfall or from your sprinkler. Put your rain gauge right out there. When you turn your sprinklers on, you know how long to run them, and then you're good to go.
Now, we're talking about water, Ashton. You've been gardening for a long time. You work for the Extension Service. Can you tell our listeners what you would recommend for the amount of water and the time of day to apply that water?
Two great questions. All plants, whether it's your lawn or your shrubs, trees, your vegetable garden, your flower garden, need about an inch of water a week. The only exception to that would be, say, if you were in the desert southwest and you had a real sandier soil, you might bump that up a little bit. But an inch of water a week. So having a rain gauge can tell how much rainfall you're getting to supply that inch. And if you're coming up short, then you want to supplement with watering. And if you can water early in the morning, that's really a great time. Usually you have great water pressure that time of day. You have less wind so that the sprinkler puts the water right where you want it, as opposed to having the wind blow it around. You have less evaporation that you would find, say, in the middle of the day. And by watering in the morning, you're hitting at the plant so that it's a time when it can really use the water at the same time that it's using the sunlight and everything for doing all of its growth. The downside to watering at night, going into the dark, is that this encourages some of the diseases that can attack a lawn, can attack your plants. So watering in the morning is probably the most preferred time.
Now, this time of the year, you know, get to the end of July, get into August, it gets hot, it gets dry. What should people do for their lawn?
Well, this is a time of the year when, you know, you've been mowing it, and hopefully you're mowing it at one of the taller mowing heights on the settings on your lawnmower, which encourages deeper roots. And if you've been feeding it during the spring, you've given it a couple of feedings so far, it might be time to maybe give it a summer feeding, especially if you can use one of those special summer fertilizers like Super Turf Builder with Summer Guard that not only feeds the lawn with a special summer feeding, but protects against the kinds of insects that you can't even see that are in there that like to thin the lawn out and cause it to turn brown. The telltale sign of some of those is when you're mowing your lawn and you see moths fly up in front of the lawnmower in the evening, and those half-inch long tan, white, gray moths are the adults. They don't do any damage, but they lay eggs for a number of different kinds of worms that feed on the grass at nighttime, like sod web worms and cut worms and army worms. So you're protecting against them. You're protecting against chinch bugs. You're also taking care of fleas and ticks and other kinds of the things you don't want that might be hiding in the lawn. So that's super turf builder with summer guard.
Okay. And how high would you recommend lifting the blade on your lawnmower? 2.5, 3 inches?
Yeah, 2.5, 3 inches after the cut is good. And you know, that might be your next to the highest setting or the highest setting. But right after you cut, if you just put a ruler down and see where your cut is, then you can tell if you need to raise it up just a little bit.
Now, you were talking about the Turf Builder Summer Guard. Will that product, you were saying it will take care of chinch bugs and sod web worms and things like that. If we're seeing a lot of beetles flying in our gardens, will that product take care of the Japanese beetles in our lawns also?
Oh, okay. You mean like the Japanese beetles that are feeding on your roses and other plants? The May beetles, June beetles that hang around the porch light, they all lay eggs to form grubs below the soil surface and feed on the grassroots. For those situations, you want to make sure that you've made your application of GrubX. And if you've already done your GrubX application sometime this spring or early summer, you're fine. You're good to go. You're protected.
Okay. Ashton, hold on a second. We'll take a break.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits, and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
And welcome back to Boggs on Bugs with your host, the world's leading bugologist, Dr. Bob Boggs. We've got Stank on the line.
It's Hank.
What is this? Am I getting bunked?
No, I'm pinching my nose closed. It's Hank. I've got stink bugs.
I'm sorry, Hank. Stink bugs are no joke. The good news is Rescue's got the scientifically tested technology and proven traps to help assure you'll be able to start breathing easy again. And they work both outdoors where your garden is at risk and indoors where, let's just say, you don't want them getting indoors.
I'm breathing easier already.
Use the Rescue stink bug trap outdoors in spring, summer, and early fall to kill the smelly pests before they can mate and multiply. To protect all sides of your house, multiple traps may be necessary. Indoors in fall and winter, you'll want the Rescue Stink Bug Light, a special LED attachment that fits over the trap and attracts the bugs with an alluring light. Walk toward the light, Stinky. It's time to meet your maker.
For more about the Rescue Stink Bug Trap and Light, go to Rescue.com.
Thanks, Doc!
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Ashton Ritchie from the Scotch Company, and we've been trying to give you some ideas of things that you should be doing to really make that garden productive at this time of the year and to prevent some of the potential problems also. And Ashton's been telling us, you know, feed those plants because of the weather. With warm nights, vegetables and flowers grow like crazy, absolutely like crazy. Ashton, with roses, what would you recommend that people do? Because we're going to get hot, humid, muggy weather and diseases will come. What does Scotch have that will take care to keep the roses in great shape?
Ortho has rose and flower care products that are designed to take care of the insects and take care of the diseases that can attack your roses. Things like the yellow leaves that start out turning yellow on the rose plant and then drop off with spots on them. This is called black spot, and it's quite a problem on roses. So if you go to your local garden center, they can recommend the right ortho product for you to take care of that.
Okay, and should we be feeding our roses at this time of the year?
Roses are, they're up there with the plants that really like a lot of extra feeding. And a lot of the rose experts will tell you that you want to keep feeding them now this time of year, right on up until you're starting to get, I've always heard like four to five weeks away from your last frost date. Is that about what you are aware of, Paul?
Yeah, what we recommend in New England is by the time you hit September, you should start thinking of cutting back on the amount of food so that the roses prepare for the winter months.
Yeah, but feeding them right now is important, and of course when you're cutting your roses back, your deadhead, the dead blooms, there are The types of roses like the knockout roses where you don't have to do that as much, but with all your hybrid roses, keeping them deadheaded back, and when you cut a rose stem to bring it in, cut it with groups of leaves on it, so it's a long enough stem, so it'll encourage more growth.
Wonderful. Now, as we get into the summer, we're going to have some activity with mice. What do you recommend we do with mice? I know my yard, we've had them in the past. Should we start to prepare for them now?
Yeah, you know, as the weather starts to cool, they like to come inside. As the weather is dry, insects like to come inside and looking for moisture. So Ortho has a whole group of products that are called home defense. You have the kind of product that you spray around the foundation of your house, that you either spray it or use granules that keep the insects and spiders and carpenter ants and all those from coming in. You have the kill and contain mouse traps and a whole line of mouse control products that are designed to get your mice. And I know you and I have had real good success using that kill and contain. It's so easy to set the traps. You put a little peanut butter in the little feeding tray and then pull the lever and you're good to go. Once you've caught the mouse, you don't even have to look at it. He's in there dead and you can see that you caught it with the position of the lever and you can throw the whole thing away. And then Ortho has a new product called Bed Bug Killer that's designed to take care of bed bugs. And if people are traveling or kids go to summer camp or your college kids home from for the summer, there's all kinds of opportunities to transport bed bugs from a hotel or a camp or a apartment building back to your house. So if you go to a website, there's a great website called OrthoKillsBedBugs.com. All one word, OrthoKillsBedBugs.com. There's the 10 tips that show you all you need to know about bed bugs. It shows how what they look like, what the size is, what the where you can treat them, and then the Ortho Bed Bug Killer, which is brand new, is really great. It you can spray it right on the on your mattresses. You can spray it all the places that they hide the headboard, the nightstand, the drawers, on the luggage. It just shows you where and how to treat and how to prevent bed bugs from becoming a problem in your home.
You know, you mentioned something that makes a lot of sense, and most of the college kids will be going to school in about another month. That may be something great to buy to send the student to school, and before he makes his bed or she makes her bed, spray the mattress, spray the area, and that way you don't have to worry about what was left there.
Yeah, this is
a
true.
Former student.
And if you go to the OrthoKillsBedBugs.com, there's a video there that it's so educational. It shows you everything you need to know about bed bugs and how to prevent them from.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Lee from Cape Cod with a question about his peach trees.
Lee, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, how can we help you today? Good.
I talked to you last year down at Snow's in Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
About this problem, and the problem is you told me to had to cut the tree back, trim it up, all the upright things on the peach tree, and you told me to spray it with horticulture oil, and I did that, and I had the trouble with the little sticky stuff on the peaches last year. I haven't
right.
seen any yet except this morning. I looked out there, the summer moss dropped off in the ground, there's a little dot and it's sticky. But might get a spray some more or anything else I can do with it.
Okay. Have you been using a fruit tree spray every couple of weeks also?
No, I did that once, but I didn't do it every week.
Okay.
Is that the one that's got copper sulfate in it?
Yes. If you go to your local garden center, Bonide and Ortho, and Bayer will have a fruit tree spray. So Ortho is called Home Orchard Spray, and it will take care of fungus and insects at the same time. Bonide is called Fruit Tree Spray, Very, very good, very effective. And if you want to stay organic, you want to buy a product called Organocide. Organocide is a product developed for the citrus industry. And you apply this every 2 weeks. Again, it's organic, so it's not going to last. But it will take care of all of your insects and all of your diseases on apples, peaches, pears, plums. You can use it on strawberries, blueberries, on grapes. But Organocide for organic gardening is incredible. But you need to do it every 2 weeks because it will break down. The oil is good in the early spring and then again in the fall, but during the growing season, you need to put something on that will control the common everyday insects and diseases. And chemically, Ortho is excellent. Bonide is excellent. But if you want to stay organic, it has to be Organocide. Totally organic and absolutely wonderful. You do that, and you won't have any problems on all of your fruit in your garden. Great question, but keep putting it on every 2 weeks. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Ken from Cape Cod with a question about his red maple.
Ken from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning. I had a couple of questions. One has to do with the bee balm. I'm getting a white film on the leaves now. They're big. They're like 6 feet tall. And I also wanted to transplant some up in central Maine, and I didn't know if that would be good or not and when to do it. The second thing has to do with the red maple. It's about 15 feet high, and some of the bark is off the bottom of it, and it looks like half the tree is doing well and the other half is not doing well.
The bark that's missing at the base, was it eaten off the plant or was it peeling?
It's like peeling.
Okay. And so there's a crack in the trunk of the tree?
Yes, yep.
Okay, and when you look at the top, are there entire branches, or is it just tips of the branches?
No, it's branches. It's on like one side of the tree almost.
Okay, what you should do, anything that's dead has to be removed from that plant. There's a possibility that you have a borer in those branches. So what you want to do is get a stepladder, keep cutting till you hit good, green, solid wood. So if you take the edge of your pruner, scratch the bark. If there's green underneath it, there's a good chance that it's going to come back for you. If there's no green, remove it from the plant. Get that out. Clean up the whole tree. Then what I would do is I would feed it. Buy a bag of plant tone or tree tone. Dr. Earth has a fruit tree, and they also have a tree and shrub fertilizer with the what they call probiotics. It's mycorrhizae and all kinds of great microbes found in the soil. So I think if you can clean that plant, get rid of all the infection, fertilize that plant, and then if the weather gets hot and dry, run the hose to the base of the plant, make a stream of water the size of a ballpoint pen, and let it run for a good half hour. Really saturate the root ball. And combination of the food and the fertilizer and the water will help to encourage some new growth to replace what came off that plant. Now, if you should find a hole in the center of the stem, it means you have a borer. So keep cutting until you find him because he could be eating his way down. And if there's branches all over that tree that are beginning to show signs, then I would get a systemic insecticide like tree and shrub. Tree and shrub is made by Bayer, Bonide, and Ortho. Also Fertilome. And that is a systemic. You would sprinkle it either in on the surface of the ground, or if it's the liquid, mix it with water and apply it that way. Follow the recommendations. And that will help to control what's in the plant. Okay? Now, on your bee balm, I love bee balm, but if you're not careful, it will take over your whole garden. It's very, very aggressive, very strong, and it will take over. It does get powdery mildew, which is that white film on the foliage of the plant. And that can be controlled with something like Serenade. Very, very good product. A good general purpose fungicide. Daconil will work good, but Serenade is good, and it will control the powdery mildew on that plant. Now, as far as transplanting, right now it's very, very hot. And if you try and dig a perennial and move it, you run the risk, especially if you're not going to be where you're going to be moving it, and you're able to water it for the first couple of weeks, almost every single day, then you're going to have a problem. If you can wait till the end of August, when things begin to cool, or even early September, then you could dig up a chunk of it, bring it to Maine, plant it, and it'll do very, very well. Bee balm is not a plant that has winter kill. Very strong plant, very aggressive, very hardy, so that you could dig clumps of it late August, early September, bring it to Maine, and because you're not getting 90-degree days, you wouldn't have to water as often. But if you want to move them to Maine now, and you're only going to be there on the weekend, and we get a week of 90, that plant will probably be dead by the time you get back the following weekend. So, you know, do it accordingly, and you'll have great results. And but get a general purpose fungicide. Serenade is good. Bayer has a new all-natural fungicide also that will take care of diseases called Natria. N-A-T-R-I-A. And for powdery mildew, you need to apply the fungicide every 2 weeks because powdery mildew is very strong. Try and eliminate watering the plant overhead. And in the weeks to come, I would start to apply a fungicide now if you have tall phlox. Tall phlox will get powdery mildew. And there's a couple things that I found that really works. 2 years ago, I started using Mycorrhiza as a fertilizer on my tall phlox. When I used a Mycorrhiza every couple of weeks on my tall phlox as a food, I did not get powdery mildew. I never noticed it until somebody mentioned it to me. And the tall phlox that I had used, plant thrive, and was totally clean. Now, cucumbers, squash, pumpkins, all of your vine-type plants, they get powdery mildew with nighttime waterings, humid weather. So if you have those plants in your vegetable garden, get some Serenade or a good fungicide like Dacanil on them right now. Not right now because it's too hot, but wait until first thing in the morning or as the sun begins to go down. Zinnias will get powdery mildew. Your X-berry azaleas, lilacs, will get powdery mildew. So if you have any of those plants, take 5 minutes today, walk around your yard, and if you see a white film on the foliage, nip it in the bud. Get some Serenade, Dacanil, or a good fungicide, a copper or a sulfur fungicide on the plant right now. And that was a great question and very, very timely. Thank you for that. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Mike from Cape Cod with a question about his fall crops.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. My garden is a pride of my joy because of you, all the advice you give me over the years, and I think I'm ready to do fall stuff, broccoli, great, cabbage, stuff like that. I was wondering, do I start it from plant right in the ground, or start it inside, or in what time? I think Ashton actually said middle of August.
Well, you would start the middle of August. Things like beets, you can start for greens for late. But green beans, yellow beans, peas, lettuce, you can all start at the end of August. If you want to do a new crop of cabbage and broccoli and cauliflower, start to seed now. Because it's going to take, those plants are slow growing. And by the time you get to August, they'll just begin to germinate. And that will give you a late crop of wonderful pro.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of 4 pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dran watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dran has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dran rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dran, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
It's your yard and you're the boss. You need hard-working soils. Start with Osmocote potting and planting soils. They're made from rich organic materials like sphagnum peat moss to hold water. Plus, they contain Osmocote plant food to provide nutrients plants need to feed for up to 6 months, helping plants grow incredibly beautiful gardens, which gives you a sense of pride in your work. That's what being a great boss is all about. Buy Osmocote soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi folks, Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here for eFoods Direct.
In August, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary in the long-term food supply industry.
To celebrate, the biggest sale ever, our most popular premier one-year food supply for 30% off.
That's 30% off of our Freedom Food Supply. You save $536 on each one-year supply. That's lower than 1981 prices.
If you ever thought about getting a year's supply of food, now is the time.
This whole one-year supply is a balanced selection of foods, and it all fits in the space of a washing machine.
You know you need your own food.
But time is running out. This 30% off sale for the best food on the planet ends Friday, August 26th.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. This sale ends Friday, August 26th. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/freedom.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Guide Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Pat from Martha's Vineyard with a question about her lawn.
Pat from beautiful Cape Cod and the islands, good morning.
Good morning to you. Listen, I have two questions. One's about browning on the bottom of tomatoes, and the other one is about stuff that you put on your lawn. I don't know how you put it on. For drawing moisture out of the air.
Okay. So you want to dry up the lawn or do you
want to
keep it?
No, I want. There was some stuff you had mentioned that you put on your lawn and it draws the moisture from the air.
Into the grass, yes. The name of the product is called Hydracane. And if you go to your garden center, a lot of the garden centers have it. It is a product that was developed for the golf course industry, and you apply it to the grass with a bottle sprayer, and then you water it in. You have to push it down into the root zone, so you don't just spray it and walk away. So you go to the garden center. It's Hydracane. Hydracane. And there is also a organic version of it. The organic will cost the same but covers less area for your lawn. It's a wonderful, wonderful product, and it will help to keep the grass green. Normally it's applied in early June, but as long as you can wash it deep into the soil with your sprinkler, it will help you cut back on the amount of water that is needed in the soil, because you're right, it pulls the water, the humidity, out of the air into your soil, and it really is a great, great product. Now, for disease, this is a time of the year where humidity will create a problem. So if you can put a fungicide on your plant on a regular basis, especially after you get a heavy rain, if you get a quick thunderstorm with a lot of heavy rain, any product that you put on your plant is going to get washed off, so that you will have to reapply it. And a product like Serenade, Daconil is very, very good. For your tomato plants, what I use to get rid of the yellowing of the foliage and the black spots is a product called Actinovate. Actinovate. Actinovate is all natural. It is a collection of microbes that was put together by a university in Texas. And it was made for the tomato industry. And it will prevent the fungus. Remember a couple of years ago we had that late blight that really came into all of the Northeast? Actinovate is the only product that will prevent late blight. So if you're beginning to see some yellow leaves in your garden, on your tomatoes, you better get some Actinovate on them right now. It's available at most garden centers. If they don't have it, say, hey, get real. We have a problem here. And this is all natural. It's all organic. And it will take care of a lot of fungus problems. You can take that Actinovate. You can apply it on your squash, on your cucumbers, and it will take care of powdery mildew. So you don't need to buy 10 different products. Actinovate, all natural, all organic. Use it in your vegetable garden. You can use it on your perennials. We had a caller earlier that was talking about bee balm with the white powdery mildew on the foliage. If you take the Actinovate and you're treating your vegetables, use it on your zinnias, on your tall phlox, on your bee balm. Those plants get powdery mildew. And when we get hot, when we get humid, you will have a problem. Especially if you water late in the day and you get the foliage wet.